Ezahu barcha, there was a goat. The chosa lifta apuma de dana, that saw a turnip on top of a barrel. So sorach, he like tried to climb a sorach, a solik. He climbed up. He put his paws. He put his nails like sorach. He grabbed hold of it, and he climbed up to the top of the barrel. Ochlo lifta v'tarvul dana, and on top of the barrel he ate the turnip there, and he broke the barrel also. Sachai v'rova lifta v'adana nezik shalom. Rav has said that the owner of the goat is chayv to pay nezik shalom, both for the lifter, for the turnip, and also for the barrel. My time, what's the reason? The break the barrel, that's like a mishunah. Samara says, no. Kivon diyorchel amecha lifter, since it's normal for the goat to eat the turnip, it's also normal for him to use like his paws to climb up the top of the barrel in order to get to eat the turnip. And if he broke it on the way up, that's normal, and therefore it's called like regal, you have to pay in nezek shalom. Oma ilfa says, Pehema b'shus rabim, if you have an animal that's in the b'shus rabim, v'poshtet tzavor av yochlem agav echeverto, and he stretches out his neck, and he eats food that's on the back of another animal, chayevis, so the owner of this animal is chayev, that's called shame, b'shus anizik. We know Shane is part of Meshus Rabim. And here before the animal was a Meshus Rabim. But since he ate the food which is on top of the other animal, and the other animal is called Meshus HaNizik, therefore the Bala Shoras Chai, that's called Shane Meshus HaNizik. Hayevis. My time, what's the reason why you chai, why lechura, you're Meshus Rabim, Shane is part of Meshus Rabim? There it says, Gabe Chavert at the back of the animal, your friend's animal, kechotzer anizik dami, that's considered like his chotzer, like his yard, and therefore you did damage b'shus anizik, and shein is chayiv, nezik shalom. So the Mora says, leima let us say misayle, I bring you raya from a brisa. It says a brisa like this, hoysu kuposoy mu shelis liachurov, if one's basket was slung over his shoulders and hanging behind him, first not a basket, it was hanging on the back of him. An animal stretched out her neck and ate from the basket. So lochurish is chayiv. The animal, the bala behem is chayiv. So you see the mice of the kupa, the basket that's on top of you, was called a b'shus anizik, and therefore this is called shame b'shus anizik. There's a raya tufa. Samara says no. Bryce is talking about Kidioma Rova Bekafetzis. Here we're talking about where she jumps, that was Rova's teretz, his Hachinami Rosa Bekafetzis. They may be talking about the behemoth jumped up to eat the food. Rashi learns Bekafetzis, it jumped up, means Shekovtsa Vyochla Tzavara. The behemoth jumped up and ate the food off the other one's neck. So in such a case, not the Pshat is called Bishos and this Gavada is still called Bishos Rabin. The reason why chayv over there is because this becomes keren. Shein darka b'kach is not normal for this to happen. And therefore it's told that the keren uva chayev is chatzin ezek. And the keren is chayv b'shus harabim chatzin ezek. So if you hear the brisa, it just means to say chayv b'chatzin ezek, but not that it's called shein b'shus anizek. It's still called b'shus harabim, just it's a shinui, and therefore keren b'shus harabim pays chatzin ezek. So Mora says, v'ech yitma the rov, where do we learn rov's halacha? Aho on this halacha. The Yomar Rav Oishia, says like this, the Yomar Rav Oishia, Pehema B'shus Rabim, if you have an animal that's in B'shus Rabim, because if he ate somebody's food, B'shus Rabim, Shem B'shus Rabim, is Pata. What happened was, V'holcha B'yochla B'tura, the animal, while it was eating, was also walking. So such a locha, B'tura, Yepata, that's called Shem B'shus Rabim. What's going to be Omda B'yochla Chayevis? Let's say the animal stood still, and then she ate it, and the ma'isa then yichayiv. So now it's got what's on the brisa. Ma'ishna holcha diyorcha. Why not come in if it's walking? He says orchehu, and therefore shein b'shus rabim is potam. Om denami orchos. Even if the animal stays still, also the chutz orchetit. It should also be called a shein b'shus rabim. Should be potam. The Moran says amar rova. Rova answers amar rova kafetzas. So not now where the animal jumped up to eat the food. That becomes a mice of Mishunah, comes a mice of Karen, and Karen is Chai B'shus HaRabim. Boy, you observe, there is a show like this. What's going to be Mizgal Gul Mahu? That is something is rolling. What's the halacha? So Shemar says, hey, Kadam, what's the case talking about? What's your shayla? Something, food is rolling. Kagayin dekaima omir b'shus yachid. Tom right now where straw was in b'shus yachid. What happened was, v'kol mizgalgul v'yosim b'shus yachid shus rabim. And the straw now was rolling out of the b'shus yachid into b'shus rabim. My, what's going to be the locha? The animal eats it right now. Is that called an achilu b'shus rabim that yapata? Was that called an achilu b'shus hanizik and yechayiv? Rashi learns pshat is going to kaima omi b'shus hanizik. The straw was in b'shus hanizik, and the behem was in b'shus rabim. Omegageles v'yosi was like rolling it from the b'shus yachid to b'shus rabim. What's the locha? Rashi learns pshat that this mai bos v'chidigo bos achilas linun. Uptura, because the chila was b'shus rabim. I bossa the shakli, go boss the place where it took it from. The animal took it from b'shus nizik, v'chiyevis. V'adinami yibayim b'shus nizik, v'yom b'shus rabim. The same thing also. Shall they go bossa achila, or they go bossa where you took it from? Zemara says, Toshima, come and bring you right from the b'raisa. Titoni rabchi, rabchi learned the b'raisa like this. Masui miktsose befnimo miktsosei pachut. Someone has a load of food, let's say. Half of it is inside the Rishus HaNizik, and half of it is outside the Rishus HaRabim. Ochlo befnim, the Vayim ate the part that's inside the Rishus HaNizik Chayevis. It's called Shem Rishus HaNizik Yechayiv. Ochlo bachutz, if he ate the part that's outside the Rishus HaRabim, Yepturi Yepata. So, my love, my love, this guy's talking about Mizgalga V'yosu, talking in that case, where it's rolling. So the behem, the some of the food now is rolling out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So you see, you don't go boss to the makom where you took it from, but you go boss to the place where the maisi you ate it. If you ate it inside, you chayv, you ate it outside, you pata. So here you see, you go boss to the makom achila, not the makom where you took it from. Samara says, let me, but that's not the case over here. Ei must say, ochlo, amasha befnim chayeves, amasha bechutz ptura. Samara says, no, it doesn't make enough gemina where the maisi is eating it, where the behem is eating it, inside or outside. Now, if gemina is where it took it from, if the food was first inside, and then the behem rolled it outside, you'll be chayevis, because maybe you go boss of the makom you took it from, not boss of the place where you ate it. So there wouldn't be any rye from this brisa. He boys said, another pshat could be, ki kama rab chiyo, vipsila dias pasta. Where was rab chiyo talking about? Like load of aspasta. Rashi says here the case term that's not something that rolled outside, but aspasta means these are long pieces of shachas of straw, like they're very long, and one side is inside, the other side of these are long stalks. One side is inside, one side is outside. So therefore, ki gorele ozel either of us, when you pull one, the other one comes after it. His command mana kulay bechaduchta dami. If you go boss of the behema, because when he starts eating over here, he like pulls the other side of it towards him, and therefore in such a case where it's a long stalk, then you go boss of this mokam achila. But where's our shayla? Rashi says going sermon by barley, the kul each seed like is a piece by itself. Koi bifnim oy bachutz. When you eat one piece, the next piece doesn't come with it unless you drag it. And therefore, that's my shaila over there. Do you go boss achila, or do you go boss in the makom where you took it from? But over here, it's better, because here we're talking about now, it's one long piece. See how the braisa could mean you go boss in the makom where she ate it. If she's outside and eating it there, so then you pota. But you have no right from a vehicle go bossa makom achila, because here it's one long piece, and therefore when she's eating it outside, automatically now she pulls the inside piece outside. So therefore you go bossa the makom achila. But again, where it's like Rashi says, barley, small pieces, maybe there'll be difference. You can't bring it right from here. Tower Shaila. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on to the next tape.
You're holding up chof from an aleph here, but it's two dots. Middle of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Ochla ktsus," that if you have your behema, the ate up a ktsus like kalim, so the Mishnah says, you only pay a chatinezik. Because Pasha, that's called, it's a keren, it's called mishuna, you only pay a chatinezik. For the Gemara, hey, on which case does it go? Yeah. So really the Gemara's kasha, hey, which case, when the Mishnah says, b'shus harabim yepoter, the Mishnah then says, b'medavam amurim b'shus hanizik, aval b'shus harabim yepoter. So Gemara says, hey, on which case does the Mishnah mean to say, b'shus harabim yepoter? Omar Rav, so Rav says, achidish hakula. On all the cases of the Mishnah, yepoter b'shus harabim. So Rashi says, hod yitonim asisim b'shus harabim turo, akula koi, v'yafilu aksosu kelim, tishinahu b'tolda dekeren. Still, Rav holds Yepotir B'shus HaRabim. So you have to know why. The Chur, if you eat up clothing, that's called Keren. Keren is Chai B'shus HaRabim. My time, what's the reason the Rav? Because the Kalal is Kol HaMishaneh. If somebody makes a Shinui, he does something different. And then Uvo Acha V'Shinu Bo, a second person comes and makes a second Shinui, Potter, the second one is Potter. So Rashi learns, Kogoyin Zeh Shani Aksusa V'Kele B'shus HaRabim. Like it's not normal to put your clothing down in the middle of B'shus HaRabim. Like, you know, people are going to trot over it. So you did a shinu first. So now if my animal comes and eats it up, it does a second shinui, that's Rav Svar, that you potter, even Rishus Rabim you potter. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Loi shon huvela peiris v'irokis. The Mishnah means only regular shein. If you eat regular peiris v'irokis, that's when you potter Rishus Rabim. Avo ksus v'kelim, if you eat a ksus v'kelim Rishus Rabim, then the locker is chayevis. Then we say Yechayim. That's poshid, because that's called Keren B'shus HaRabim. That Keren B'shus HaRabim is Chayim. V'chein Omer Resh Lakish HaKula. Resh Lakish also says, like Rav, no, you even put if you eat Kelim B'shus HaRabim. Verse says, V'yozda Resh Lakish HaTam. Resh Lakish also goes according to his Tam. V'yomer Resh Lakish, Shtei Poris B'shus HaRabim. If you have two animals in the B'shus HaRabim, Achas Ravutza, one is lying down there in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, it's taking a nap there, it's Ravutz, flat down. V'yachas Malechas, and one is walking. So now it depends. Biyato Mahalechas Ravutza Ptura. If the one that's walking gave a kick the one that's sleeping there, like get out of my way, so he holds Ptura. The one that kicked is Potter, because it is Svara. The first one that lied down with Rishus HaRabim is a Mishuna. It's not normal for an animal to sit down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim and go to sleep there. So he did the first shinui. Now the second one comes and does the second shinui. That's what Shlaka says, Yepotam. Therefore, now Mishnah also, if somebody put his kalim down B'shus HaRabim, which is not normal, and now his shor comes and eats it, so the shor is the bala shor is potam. What about the opposite way? Let's say Ravutza b'maleches. Let's say the one that was sleeping woke up and gave a kick to the one that's moving, is chayevus, then yechayev. Because the one that's walking didn't do any shinui. It's normal for an animal to walk through the B'shus HaRabim. Just the other animal gave him a kick, that's Karen, therefore it's Chayiv Chatzinez. So that's what Shlokit is for. Rabbi Yechon says, Loi shonu ela peiris v'yirokas. Rabbi Yechon says, no, the Mishnah is only talking about where you eat peiris v'yirokas b'shus HaRabim. Then Shein is potter b'shus HaRabim. Avu ksus v'kelem chayevis. But if a behemah eats up ksus v'kelem b'shus HaRabim, that's Shinu, that's Karen. Karen is Chayiv b'shus HaRabim. So leim ulechur Rabbi Yechon, and let's play the Resh Lakish. Maybe Rabbi Yechon argues that Resh Lakish is a loch of two animals also. So Mora says no. Leim ulechur let's play the Resh Lakish. Afilu b'shtei poros. So Mora says loy. Maybe no. Liyela mislei. Maybe he does hold from what Resh Lakish says that by two poros is different. The yipata. But he holds Rabbi Yechon. Maybe holds ksus av the yinshi demanchi kalimoy umespachi. It's normal sometimes people puts down his kelim or his cloak for shus harabim. Or mispachi means he takes a rest. Rashi says, oimid lenuach. The guy's walking, so I'm only asked to take a break in the middle of shus harabim. He has to stay still. So what does he do? He takes off his clothing and puts down his kelim. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says the first one that put down his kelim for shus harabim is not called such a mishunah. Therefore, if your animal comes and eats it up, you're the first one doing a shinui, and that we hold yechayiv chatzinezit. But Rabbi Yochanan maybe will agree to Resh Lakish's case by two animals. There he agrees it's not normal for an animal to lie down. For an animal to lie down in the middle of Shus HaRabim, that's not normal. Therefore, if a second shor comes and kicks it, the second bala shor is put. Then the Mishnah says, V'yimnenis mishalemis. But you should know if you eat up somebody's food in the Shus HaRabim, so true, Shein is potter b'shus harabim. The pasuk says ubier bispayacher, but the Mishnah still says you have to pay for the enjoyment that you had, that you saved yourself. The kama, how much is the enjoyment that you saved? Rabbi Loma Dimei Omer, you have to pay the worth of a bundle of wheat, of barley. Rashi says, Rashi like this, Shem ochla sarim kadesa v'yasim, if your animal finished up a whole bundle full of barley, ein mishalom lo yeladom mishay sarim litvein v'kashim v'tevin. Hey, so Mayama means how much you would have fed him with pure straw. Because if he ate up now a bundle of barley, that's worth $20. But you would have just fed him a bundle of straw that's worth $2. So all you have to pay him is just $2. Rav Amar, Rav says no. If he ate barley, you have to pay him back barley. But to make Sarim Bazul, you have to pay him back the cheapest type of a barley that you could get. And also in a cheap place, that really it's only worth two-thirds. Kids, so you only have to pay two-thirds of the value of what it's worth. That's called Dimei Sarim Bezul. That's a machlekes. So Tamar says, Tani Kavosu the Rabba, bring the Raya to Rabba, and Tani Kavosu the Rabba, have a proof to Rabba. Tani Kavosu the Rabba, have a Raya to Rabba. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Yomer, Omar, Ein Mishalem Etzel Dimei Omer Bovad. No matter what your animal laid up, all you have to pay him back is the cheapest amount of straw, like you would have, you could say, I would have only paid him straw. That's all you have to pay him back, Dimei Omer. Tani Kavosu the Rabba, we learn like Rabba, Im nenis mishalemis mashenenis. Our Mishnah says, Shein brishus rabin, yepote for the hezik, but you have to pay how much enjoyment you had. Case said, what's the case? Och la kav oi kabayim. If your animal ate up a big bundle or two kavim, ein oimrim, we do not say to shalom, deneim, you have to pay the value of these two kavim. El rather oimdim kamodim roitzel achel abhemtoi dover ruyelo. Afa pi shein arogel. That you have to pay how much a person would want something that's fitting for the animal, even though you're not used to it. Even though you do not feed him barley, you only feed him straw, but still the mice ate a barley, which is something an animal enjoys and does eat, so you have to pay him back the value of the barley, just to make certain bazul, which is only two-thirds of it. Lefikach, therefore, since we say it's only if the animal has enjoyment from it, what's going to be ochlo chitim? Let's say an animal eats up wheat, that he has no enjoyment from the wheat. Or dovah harar eats up something bad, also that the animal has no enjoyment. And then ptura, then the bal hashor is potel lagamri, because al shein, yapotah b'shus rabin. Only for the enjoyment you had, there's no enjoyment, therefore yapotah. O malei rav chizdil rami b'achoma. So chizdil said to rami b'achoma, Lehevez gabon v'yurta. You were not by us last night, b'tchuma, close to our house, close to the Beis HaMedrash. Because the boyelon milo me'alyusa and the Beis Medrash yesterday, last night, we asked good questions. We had good share there. So Omri said over my milo me'alyusa. What was the big thing that they spoke about last night? What was the big share? Omri, he said like this. The question was, hadar b'chotza chaverish le'midaitoi. If you go into your friend's back house and you sleep there without his permission, sorech la'alach lo'ischar o'yein sorech. Do you have to pay him rent for last night that you slept in his house? Or maybe you don't have to pay him. That was the question. If you go into somebody's house without his permission and sleep there overnight, are you mechuyev to pay him for the rent or not? Hey, Chidomi, what's the case talking about? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, this is your back house that you never rent out. It's not a question you would have lost out and rented out to somebody else. Usually you don't rent it out anyway. The Gavron, this was a person now, the Loyova the Meger. He doesn't have to rent a house. Because either he has plenty of houses, other houses to sleep in, or else he had people to go to. So therefore, the klal is, zeh lo nene v'zeh lo chosam. This man didn't have really enjoyment from you, because if he wanted to, he could have slept someplace else. And you didn't have a loss, because you wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So that's a sorrow for sure, your potter. You can't charge money. That's called zeh lo nene v'zeh lo chosam, avad your potter. L'chatchila to go in the avad, you have no right. The owner has the right to tell you, I don't want you in my house. The owner could tell you what to do. But here we're talking about the guy didn't ask, he just went and slept there. So now the question is, tomorrow morning, does the owner have a right to charge you money? So if the owner wouldn't have rented it out anyway, and you would have had someplace else to sleep anyway, then for sure you put it. Ella, that can't be your question. Ella, the question is, b'chotz of the kaim liagru. You had a motel, your back house is a motel, you rented out to people. The gavra, and you're a person, the over the maker, the guy that came and slept last night, if he wouldn't have paid by you, he would have had to go to a motel down the block and paid $50. Says so, zenene v'zechosar. That's also pshita, you're going to have to pay the money then. Because you had enjoyment, you would have had to pay the motel down the block. Now you save yourself the money. And this person is losing out, because if you wouldn't have slept in the bed, he could have rented it out maybe to somebody else. So in such a case where you have enjoyment and he has a loss, for sure you have to pay. Like Suicha, where is the case where the Shiler is? Let's say in your back house that you don't rent out. You leave it for a guest house, you don't rent it out. But the Gavra the Yavra the Mega, this Reuven that came last night into your back house and slept there, is the guy that usually has to go to a motel. Usually he has to pay the motel money. So my, what's the luck over here? Motzi Yomalei, could Reuven tell the owner, listen, my chasaticha, what did you lose out? Like, if I wouldn't have slept there, you wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So you had no loss. So since you are like chosim, maybe I don't have to pay you. I do, but maybe no. The other story is, Motzi Yomalei, the Balabos could say,